Wouldn't it be great if you could just open a door that leads into a universe filled with love and happiness and miracles and abundance? And the good news is that you can. But in order for you to open this door, you have to be willing to change your thinking, where you learn how to choose to focus on what is good and right and beautiful instead on what is wrong and bad and difficult. And that change in perception is what the spiritual psychology training A Course in Miracles helps us do. I created a lecture series called Say Yes to Miracles that is based on the teachings from the Course, which helps you tune into the voice of spirit instead of listening to the ego's voice, as spirit will always guide you towards the light, whilst the ego, well, it will lead you into more suffering and darkness. So here is a short snippet from this lecture series where I go through how you can choose peace instead of conflict. And in this way, align your will with the will of the universe, which allows you to open that door that leads into all that love and joy and abundance that is waiting to flow into your experience. So let's head over to this short snippet now. Once you make inner peace your priority, then wisdom will follow, as you can only connect with true wisdom when you're filled with peace. This is because stress and tension and conflict are states from the ego mind, and the ego mind can never experience wisdom, whilst your right mind, which is connected with spirit, so it is your enlightened mind, your right mind is the source of true wisdom. And you can only connect with this wise part of your mind when you choose peace instead of conflict, trust instead of doubt, and love instead of fear. Of course, it seems as if the ego constantly interferes with this choice, trying to distract you from your inner truth. But the Course is very clear on the fact that the ego doesn't have the power to distract you, unless you give it power to do so, which you do every time you focus on fear, every time you allow yourself to go down the rabbit hole of worry and anxiety and fear and guilt. And this is how you give the ego's voice any power. And anything the ego says will only cause you more tension and stress and conflict, where you seem to be at war with others and the world around you. The Course actually states here, those whom you perceive as opponents are part of your peace, which you are giving up by attacking them. How can you have what you give up? When you give up peace, you are excluding yourself from it. What this means is that since we're all one, then the moment we focus on our oneness, we experience the peace that comes from remembering the truth of who we are. Whilst when we attack someone, we separate ourselves from this oneness, which causes us to lose our inner peace, since it disconnects us from our true source. So any attack means we give up our inner peace. And that's why in order to experience peace, we have to choose peace. And we do that by handing over any fear-based thoughts to our inner teacher, to our soul's angel, this beautiful presence of love, trusting that she knows how to guide our thoughts back to love again, so we can see through our spiritual eyes, so we can see the light in others instead of focusing on their guilt. In order for you to experience this peace and see the light in others, you have to choose to follow only one voice. You can't follow both the ego's voice and the voice of spirit, as they will lead you in two totally different directions. One will lead to conflict and confusion, and the other will lead to peace and clarity. And you have to decide which one you want to follow. It seems crazy, doesn't it, that we would even entertain the thought to actually listen to the ego's voice. But the ego's thought system is the one that is the dominating thought form in our physical reality. So it has a very, very strong pull. And in order to actually choose to listen to the voice of spirit, we have to muster up our spiritual strength to be willing to make that choice. Because it seems so easy to go into a negative mode, to complain and find faults or worry constantly about what might happen in the future or brood over what happened in the past. But why does it seem so easy? Partly because most people are stuck in this mode of thinking. Just look at any newspaper and you see most of it is negative. And partly because once we start engaging in this negative, fear-based kind of thinking, we feed it. So it grows bigger and bigger, stronger and stronger, and before we know it, all we can see and feel and experience are problems and conflicts and stress. And in order to shift out of that, we need to have a strong spiritual muscle so we can have the power needed to shift our thinking up to a higher frequency. And we only need that spiritual power to muster up our willingness to shift our thinking, where we are willing to perceive differently. So we call on spirit to help us. And as we do that, we start to feel a shift inside, because now our will and our soul's will are in alignment, because our soul wants us to choose love and peace and truth, as that is the frequency our soul hangs out on. Our soul isn't stuck in a negative mindset, the ego is. Our soul is dancing freely in the mindset where love is the only reality. So when we are willing to shift our thinking up to the frequency of love, then we align our will with our soul's will, which aligns us with the will of the universe. The Course writes here that it's never God who coerces you, because he shares his will with you. The lesson is that your will and God's can't be out of accord, because they are one. And isn't that amazing? That our will, our true will, and our soul's will is the same as the will of the universe. Our soul's will is in alignment with the divine intelligence that is weaved into all of life. So of course, when we follow our soul's will, our life will be infused with more flow and synchronicity and opportunities coming our way, because we are then in sync with all of life. The ego, on the other hand, tries to teach you that you do want to oppose the divine will, as you should just go ahead and do your own thing, and the more you believe what the ego is telling you, the more frightened you'll be, and this fear will imprison you. And you also know deep inside that it's kind of crazy to want to do your own thing instead of aligning your will with the will of the universe. Imagine that you are like a cell in your body, and every cell in your body has its own consciousness. Amazing, isn't it? And it's true. So every cell in your body has its own consciousness, but in order to help to benefit the whole, each cell follows the guidance from the supreme consciousness that runs the body, so that each cell can work together to express and manifest the greatest amount of health possible. But then, once in a while, a cell starts to think that it can go off and do its own thing. So it stops listening to the guidance from the supreme consciousness, and instead it starts to try and create on its own. And then it tries to convince other cells that they should do the same thing. And of course, that's how cancer forms in the body, which is kind of a cell or a cluster of cells that's gone insane. Now, this cancer cell can scream as much as it wants that it has free will and that it's free to do whatever it wants to do. And of course, that is true. But do you really want to listen to this insane voice? Or would it not be better to perhaps understand that this supreme consciousness and you have the same goal, which is for you to express and manifest as much happiness and joy and vitality and well-being that is possible for you in any given moment? And in order for you to experience that, you have to choose to listen to its guidance. The voice of the ego will imprison you in a world filled with fear, where you feel you have to create just to serve your own needs, whilst the voice of spirit will lead you down the path of freedom by helping you to let go of the fear-based thoughts that would hold you back, so you instead can create with joy that which is for the highest good of everybody, including you. You are a divine creator. And when you align your will with spirits, then you are aligning your will with the whole of the universe. And this will help you expand and blossom. And in this expansion and blossoming lies your freedom. Following the voice of spirit will lead you to this freedom, whilst following the voice of the ego will lead to imprisonment. And you can feel that, can't you? Have you ever experienced how you felt totally stuck, filled with stress, anxiety, and worry? And the more you focused on the stress, the more stuck you felt. And then suddenly, you just had had enough. And you thought, there must be a better way. So you gave up the struggle. You gave up trying to solve it all by yourself and you handed it all over to Grace. You just handed it over. And in that moment of handing it over, peace descended. And it felt as if a light had been switched on inside. Isn't that peace and light, freedom? Of course it is. Because in that light, in that peace, all the solutions, all the unlimited potential and all the possibilities exist. As this light, this peace, is the divine source. And all the insights and ideas and divine inspiration you need in order to shift out of a stuck place into an expanded life can then start to flow into your consciousness. They can start to flow into your experience. Whilst when you focus on the stress and the worry and the anxiety, you block them from coming. It's like the worry imprisons you in an underground dungeon where it's cold and dark and miserable, and your willingness to choose something else. So your willingness to pray for guidance is like you calling on someone that exists outside of this dungeon to come and open the door. And this someone is your wise guide, that loving inner teacher. And as your wise guide comes, suddenly the prison door is opened and you are free to walk out into the light. It is only you that can imprison you, and it is only you that can choose to leave the prison cell. And as you enter the freedom outside, you come home to the truth of who you are, that you are a divine creator. And as you choose to create from love, everything you seek will be given to you. Or as the Course states, ask and it shall be given you, because it has already been given. So trust that your inner teacher knows how to guide you out of the prison cell and into the light. And in this light is everything you seek. All the joy, all the peace, all the happiness and expansion and creativity and fulfillment and abundance. But in order to experience all of this, you first have to be willing to choose to be guided by Spirit. And Spirit is the one teacher that can lead you there. If you'd like to listen to some more short snippets, just a few minutes long, from this lecture series, Say Yes to Miracles, and topics such as on how you can let Spirit lead and not the ego mind, or how the body and the soul are working together to help you awaken, then visit cecawilliams.com/soultribe. And of course, you can also listen to the episode on this podcast called How Can You Know If It's Spirit's Voice Speaking With You and Not the Ego's Voice, as that episode goes into this in much, much more depth. Sending you lots of love until our next week's episode. Bye-bye, everyone!